You're listening to Rozzano Radio on WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM.
The best tunes in 1 hour mix.
Good morning, Boston, New England, America, and the whole wide world. How you doing today? Good, I hope. You just heard Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except for Me and My Monkey by the Beatles. Great tune. You're listening to Rozzano Radio. I'm your host, FR, and thank you so much for tuning into my show. I really appreciate it. It's a great feeling knowing I have listeners from all over the world. And it's also a great feeling knowing in the back of my head that maybe I might be bringing your spirits up. Maybe with a track that I play might bring you back in time to a good place or make you feel good. I don't know. But knowing that maybe in the back of my head gives me great, great pleasure and keeps me doing this. It really does. And another reason why I look forward to coming here each week is to be able to blast out the tunes on these beautiful, gigantic speakers right in front of me, hanging up. The sound quality is amazing. I crank up the volume and get into it. I recommend everybody listen to your favorite songs once in a while to be able to get away from all the negativity that's in the news. And I said once in a while, not all the time. Sure, we gotta be aware of what's going on. Yeah, we gotta check out the news once in a while. But you need a break once in a while. Every day, negativity. Just shut it off, take a couple of hours, and play your favorite music. All right? It might make you feel good. It might bring you back to a good place. I'm not saying it will, but I'll say it might. Give it a shot. Try it. But if you want it to work, this is really important. You gotta play your favorite songs, preferably ones you grew up with. Whatever they may be. Tracks from the big guns, or tracks from great locals. Just pop them in your CD player, put your headphones on, relax, have a beverage, and I'm telling you, it really helps. It really does help. And I'm not just saying that. It always makes me feel better when I listen to music for an hour, and I have to listen to music that I like. it's important to take a break from reality once in a while. All right, clocks are ahead, days are longer, as summer is coming, and I can't wait. Gonna try to get out more, go places, do things, have fun, and I recommend that for you guys too. All right, time to get back into music. And as you know, Rosano Radio plays 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 10s, 20s, you name it. And we play a little bit of everything down here, kind of like all over the map. And this next one coming up is an old track, dates back to 1966. The name of the band was Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Tick. And the name of the song is Hold Tight. But I'm not going to play the original version. I'm playing a cover by a band called 28IF. 2022 marked the return of 28IF, who previously performed at venues in Western New York and the Rochester Finger Lakes region from 2006 to 2009. Back are founding members and bassist, vocalist Ray Paul, who has reunited with former 28IF guitarist, vocalist John Kovac, and new drummer Bob Volinger rounding it out. So I'm gonna play that for you right now. The original sold over a million copies in 1966. And they do stay true to the original. If you want to check out the original, go onto YouTube and just type in Hold Tight 1966 song by Dave D, Dozy, Mickey, etc. And 28IF will actually be playing live Saturday, April 22nd at the Abilene Bar and Lounge. The address is 153 Liberty Pole Way, Rochester, New York. So here's 28IF with their version of Hold Tight.
Stay close by me and hold tight. Sing it down, just wrap around about it. Hold tight, shut your eyes. Will you send me for say? Forget the other guys. You'll never fall each time you call.
love of music.
Rosano Radio. 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 Radio.
Radio. Let's start the weekend early. Here's Working for the Weekend by Loverboy. Do it up. Do it up. Do it up.
Everybody's working for the weekend. get high, high, high with the music on. Say bye, 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 bye till the night is gone. I'm gonna do it to you, gonna do you, sweet banana. You've never been loved. We're gonna get high, high, high. We're going to get high, high, high. We're going to get high, high.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of The Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving, because when I have a drink, that's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, you just heard Heartbreaker by Led Zeppelin. Before that, we had High, High, High by Paul McCartney. Before that one, we had Life's What You Make It by Hannah Montana. Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith. Working for the Weekend by Loverboy. And Your Bird Can Sing by The Beatles. Hold Tight by 28IF. And at the top, we had Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except for Me and My Monkey by The Beatles. And backing me up back there was Hello, It's Me by Todd Rundgren. Okay, time now for a little bit of On This Date, March 23rd, in music history. On March 23rd, 2004, Usher releases his fourth album, Confessions, which goes on to sell 10 million copies in America. The lead single, Yeah, is already 3 weeks into a 12-week run at number one. On March 23rd, 2002, at the 75th Academy Awards, Eminem becomes the first rapper to take home an Oscar when Lose Yourself, from his semi-biographical film 8 Mile, wins Best Original Song. Eminem doesn't bother to attend the ceremony, thinking he has no chance of winning, so his friend and producer, Louis Resto, accepts the honor in his absence. And on March 23rd, 1980, U2 signs a worldwide deal with Island Records. They get $100,000 for their first album. And on March 23rd, 1978, A&M Records signs a new young band called The Police. March 23rd, 1972, the film version of George Harrison's Concert for Bangladesh is released in America, helping raise additional money for aid that goes to UNICEF. On March 23, 1988, Mick Jagger performs his first solo gig in Japan, 15 years after having been barred from entering the country due to a prior drug conviction. And on March 23, 1983, ZZ Top released their album Eliminator, which features Billy Gibbons' custom hot rod on the cover, thanks to videos for Gimme All Your Lovin' and Sharp Dressed Man and Legs, featuring the car and various babes. They become unlikely MTV stars, earning a new generation of fans. Alrighty, that's it for a little bit of On This Date, March 23rd. There's a lot more, but I don't have the time. So we're going to get back into banging out the tune. Sound good? Good. Alright, here we go.
in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Right, you just heard Summer in the City by The Lovin' Spoonful. Before that, we had Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen, I Want to Be With You by The Raspberries, Part of Me by Katy Perry, Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners, and that's going to do it for today's show. I'll be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. Hope you guys join me again. Meantime, be kind to each other. Hope you guys have a great week. Don't let anything get to you. Take it one day at a time. Remember, out with the negative, in with the positive. Okay, I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks, maybe three. Not sure which ones yet, but stick around. You might like them. All right, take care, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to Rosano Radio. I'm your host, FR, and I'll catch you next week.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Oh, I hope that it won't end though. but the secret is still my own. And my love for you is still unknown.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.